Heritage Radio Network. Welcome to Cheap Date. I'm Kathy Airway, your host. And it's a balmy November afternoon here in Bushwick at Roberta's Pizza. Today's show is brought to you by Ferry Market. Check them out at www.ferrymarket.com, like no other market. And today, I'm really excited because we have some really cool guests. Three of them, to be exact. Full house. So, if anyone has looked at Huffington Post, the green section, you might not know that the entire site is kind of manned, operated, edited, and a lot of it written by this 26-year-old intrepid reporter who's looking so innocent sitting across from me right now, Catherine Goldstein. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Cool. So Catherine recently concepted this amazing piece. It was very much talked about, and it was all about hot young farmers choose the best. It was like a voting thing where you get to take a look at pictures from organic farmers, and two of those guys are actually here today. So we have Annie Novak, who's a great teacher, farmer. She teaches at New York Botanical Gardens. She has a workshop called Growing Chef and growingchefs.org. Check it out. She's also one half of the Eagle Street Rooftop Farms Project.
Yes, thanks for having me, Kathy. It's a great afternoon to be here.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming. I'm a little out of breath because I just biked here like 2 seconds ago. So actually, Annie's actually number one on the list of hot farmers. So
yeah, odd and amazing.
Yeah, I've declared her the official winner of the first hot farmer.
It's done. It's done. Did we get a crown?
Because I'm still voting.
We'll find out how you feel about that in a few. And finally, we have a guest who I'm not at all awkward about having on the show today right now. he's actually the director of agriculture from Queens County Farm Museum in Queens, the only working farm, well, the oldest working farm in New York City proper, and is actually someone who I used to date cheaply, of course. So thanks so much for being here, Michael Grady Robertson.
It's my pleasure, Kathy. It's nice to see you again.
You knew that was going to happen. So, you know, I thought that would set the tone for everything's all in the open now. We're all friends. So let's talk. So, Catherine, why did you come up with that piece?
Well, I think farmers are completely awesome, and I think maybe my alter ego wants to be a farmer. I love farmers, and I want to celebrate them and celebrate all the great things they're doing, and I think the best way to do that in media is to make something sexy. So I...
That's the wrong one.
Sexy.
Yeah, very sexy.
Yeah. So the idea is just that if people are excited about growing food and the promise of what farming can bring, then and they think they can, you know, be on in a pinup sort of setting.
Pinup setting.
Well, almost.
We haven't work gotten on your photography next yeah. for the next piece. I don't know if any of those were pinup worthy, but
well, maybe not pinup setting, but they can be celebrated for their beauty throughout the internet. Maybe more people will want to be farmers.
Do you think this is a new thing that farmers, they're more and more young ones, and there's actually more and more attractive ones? Do you think that's a new thing, or has it always been that way, and we're just now starting to celebrate that and talk about that?
I haven't done an empirical study on it, but I think that actually, I do think that young people are getting more and more interested in farming. I've read a lot of different articles that are indicating people, you know, a lot of times people who maybe would have gone into other fields, who've graduated from college, want to do organic farming because they see it as not only having, you know, as a career choice, but also having political and social benefits.
Right.
So,
what about you guys? You guys have been farming for quite a while. A decade at least, right?
Just shy of a decade. Involved in agriculture for about 7 years.
Right. Well, college. That's like half your life because you're so young, right?
Yes. The ripe old age of 14.
So do you think that there's a lot more, there were always young farmers or always?
I do. I think farmers have always been sexy, first of all, because farming is a profession that's about self-sustenance. It's about people who have an independent lifestyle, who curate and steward land. And I can't think of anything more sexy than that kind of confidence. In particular, I think what's different now about young farmers is that you mentioned it. It's the college-educated part. I think a lot of folks, we kind of missed a generation. There were like one or two generations of people who grew up in farming families and sort of left that. And now we're getting I don't know, like the boomerang back of young farmers, but they've always been young farmers. I think they've always been really hot, you know, great cheekbones.
Right. And it's also, it shows that they're healthy. Let's,
sure.
You know,
yeah,
organic
people,
farmers.
People eat well.
They eat well. They work in the fields, do some physical exercise.
Yeah, but the bar was set so low, I feel like, for attractiveness in regards to farmers. I feel like farmers are no more, on average, less attractive than anyone else. And I think all the farmers that got started 50 years ago were really hot, but there weren't a lot of farmers, new farmers coming, you know, for 30 years or so. It skipped a generation. So the image and the public image of farmers are these
old
white, yeah. over, you know, overweight men on tractors.
That's not hot.
And
I don't know. That's what brought me to farming.
So it is a new thing, I think. Yeah. It is kind of a new thing right now happening.
Yeah, the demographics show that there were a lot of farmers, the average age of farmer was in their 50s right. or so, and hopefully it's starting to shift a little bit.
And to Catherine's credit, this is not the only article that's been about that. I mean, there's tons of people talking about young farmers, like Severin, who has a show here called The Greenhorns. It's all about young farmers. But also, there's a few articles after Catherine's that mentioned this piece. And actually, one of them was in the New York Post, and it was mostly a profile of Michael. How do you feel about? And that one was like personal too—a
two-page spread on the fabulous Michael Grady Robertson.
There was
eating local was never so appealing,
and it was in the entertainment section of all things.
It was called
Hot for Farmer. I thought that was a milestone. I think
crossed over. There's cross-cultural appeal.
Did you have any idea that she was going to write it in such a
No,
such a
I had
way?
No idea. And when I submitted the photograph to Catherine and for that piece, I intentionally chose one of the less sexy shots of me.
Maybe
sexy shots. Catherine's like, thanks.
I didn't want it to be about. I thought it was like.
Maybe if you had chosen a better picture, you could have won.
I know. I didn't want it to be about a popularity contest in terms, you know, I mean, obviously that was the idea. Mm-hmm. And then so I chose a photograph that I thought, oh, here, you know, showed me farming. And then just a week and a half later, this piece in the Post came out, which they didn't tell me at all was going to be, no,
it
that
was
it was
going
to be a
yeah.
full page color shot with the action font and a photo of me. And I was not expecting that.
Yeah. There were some questions at the end that actually touched on like the I don't know, trials and tribulations, the challenges of dating if you're a farmer. I know you guys don't actually live on the farm. You guys commute to wherever you have to work, which I can imagine if you're a young farmer, you live there with the livestock and the people that you work with. How do you date? I mean, just...
I can speak a little bit to this, actually, because a lot of why I like urban agriculture, it's not just for the dating, but it's also just, like, the camaraderie mm-hmm. and the community that comes with that. And when I first started farming, and I was farming upstate, I worked with six other apprentices, and it does get a little intense. Like, it's a small community to work with.
So you date each other, basically.
how many of the other six apprentices did you date during
No, none, actually. It was
so you didn't have
it was part
problem.
Of the trouble. No, it is in Severin, actually, and I have talked about this a little bit and sort of in joke but sort of seriousness. Like it can be remote.
Okay. Michael, you sounded like you had more issues with that in that piece.
Oh.
There was like people didn't like the stigma attached with being a farmer.
Well, I can say I was an apprentice as well mm-hmm. on a farm upstate, and we were not able to separate the intensity of working together and living together from other things. So it can be really complicated, and so it's one of the reasons of getting out, like a single person out in the country.
But how
there's
do
such
you have
a small
time?
Pool of people
you're like,
to.
You're out in the country. You're far from like town.
Well, I'm interested in, so both of you live in New York City, you're urban
right.
farmers, so how does the farming aspect play into the pickup line dating pool, you know, or do you feel like people are more interested because you're farmers, or they think it's weird that you don't work in an office, or?
I've dated some great people since moving to
the city. I actually have a bone to pick
city,
about
so.
That piece. I should have printed that out. There's one quote in that piece that was like, oh, you know, people don't like dating farmers. It hasn't got me anywhere. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Well, except for you. Because you're the only person that I've dated since I moved to the city. I haven't left my apartment since that article came out. You know?
I'm sure if you brought a copy with it to bars, it would go over very, very well.
Here's what's interesting about that competition, though. The competition had me, and I have a partner. It had Michelle Obama, who's married, and then it had enlisted a bunch of farmers who were partners, and a lot of wonderful partnerships, too. Most of the profiles were really interesting.
So if you guys have a question, we're going to take a quick break. Call in at 718-497-2128 and chat with these guys. Okay, be right back. Date. I'm Kathy Irway, your host. I can't even say my name. And you're listening to Heritage Radio Network at Roberta's Pizza, brought to you by Fairway Market today. If you want to call in, the numbers is 718-497-2128. And we're talking about hot farmers today with Annie Novak, Michael Grady Robertson, and Huffington Post green editor Catherine Goldstein. So, talking about this piece about hot farmers, I think, by the way, that was Van Halen's Hot for Teacher. I think we just decided to have a cover band and change that to Hot for Farmer. How's that sound? I just decided that.
Awesome.
Good?
Yeah,
awesome. Okay.
That song goes through my mind ever since that article came out.
Really?
All day long, I play that song.
Well, you know,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
a teacher.
You
guys teach about farming, so you're a teacher. Okay. Well, it rhymes. Farmer and teacher. Anyway. Okay, so basically, how do you guys feel about being a sex symbol all of a sudden? Because that's like a new thing,
it
right?
It immediately changed my life. I woke up the next morning and was just a more vibrant, alive, radiant person.
Now, I know. Okay, I was actually a little nervous about how you might feel, Annie, because you're such a intelligent, hardworking, thoughtful. I mean, not that you aren't.
No.
Okay. Anyway. Wow. But you're also a woman, and you know that's a little. It's challenging. You don't want to be probably known for your looks. You've been. That's not part of what you've been doing. And there is the male gaze, you know, wherever you go. So how did you, are you cool with that?
No, that's a great question because one of the reasons this competition was really exciting to me is that the people that were up at the top of it were all people that I mean, Michael included, and Miss Obama, were people that I really respect who I think like they're part of their sexiness is their confidence and their drive. And the reason these people were profiled wasn't because they were amazingly Heidi Klum hot, myself included in no way, but because we were doing really great things and farming and agriculture is really important right now. Our country really needs people who are good farmers and thoughtful mm-hmm. farmers. And if this is the springboard towards being able to talk about that, like,
that's cool. It's a fun way of portraying
it. It's super fun. It was a wonderful idea. It's a great competition. And I'm really excited about round two's winner, Billiam von Rostenberg, because he's not only dead sexy, but he's an excellent, excellent farmer.
Oh, wow. That's great. Do you think you'll do more pieces like that, Catherine?
Yes. Actually, part of the idea is that we want to give farmers a platform to talk about what they're doing. So the winner of the competition does actually get to blog for the Huffington Post. So we're waiting for Annie's blog.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to see what you write.
So that's one way to sort of get people excited about the issues and then giving people a platform.
Yeah. Great. And if we turn out to be beautiful and stupid and it ends up just being a stick figure drawing, I hope no one's disappointed.
You know, Catherine can edit your stupid typos, but beyond that, I'm sure it'll be really fascinating to hear.
How would you have felt, though, Annie, if they had done a hot for farmer piece with a shot of of you like they did of me. I mean, don't you think that would have been perceived differently?
The Post article you're referring to.
Yeah, right.
That article is fascinating. I have to say, I'm not, I don't know if it's because I don't use the internet enough or what, but I didn't realize that article had even happened until my boss at the Botanical Gardens mailed to me and asked me why you were talking smack about me on the in the paper. And I said I hadn't realized the article had come out. If they had done that, I think... It's a wonderful article. If they had done that, I think, again, it's sort of like, in some ways, all publicity is good publicity. And, you know, the Post is the Post, you know.
Speaking of that, have you gotten a lot more visitors to Queens Farm, Michael, after that?
Looking for you running around on a tractor?
There were actually, I was working a
I visited, and I never had before.
Right. So. Yep, that's true. So it brought some people out. I was working the farm stand the Friday after that article came out. And more than I had a couple of guys come up to at the farm itself.
At the farm.
And so I had guys come up to the farm stand, and I was selling vegetables, and they were asking, they were like, "So, you know, I just read about your the farm and the Post, and I'm not here because of you. You know, it's not like that. Not like I came because I don't care. You're a sexy farmer and all that kind of stuff." And I was like,
"Not exactly the kind of attention I'm hoping for, or one would expect." Yeah. Yikes. So maybe there's some negative connotations, maybe some negative repercussions, I mean, coming back your way? No?
No, I mean, I've been... the only thing I was really nervous about, to be quite honest, is that President Obama's wife would be upset that she hadn't won, but hey, what can I say? I haven't heard from her.
And also, just for both of the slideshows, we do both men and women together, so we try... on purpose, because I like it, the idea of mixing it up rather than hottest women and hottest men, so we like
that'd
to...
That'd be a little creepy.
Yeah.
I felt better. I mean, I was in fourth place overall, but I actually separated into a men's division and a women's division so that I felt like I could
take second place.
So I'm second place,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, wow. We got to have, like, some grand ceremony here afterwards. Can we crown them with alfalfa? I don't know. No, bad idea. What were you talking about, beekeepers? Is that a new...
Oh, so I've been totally thrilled with the positive response to the Hot Farmers, and we're going to... an LA Times writer actually came up with a term. I think she came up with a term. I hadn't heard it before. Agri-hottie. So I'm going to keep...
Oh, no. Can we keep working on that
amazing.
Term?
That's amazing.
So I'm pretty happy
you guys
with agri-hottie. I'm promoting it throughout
Cheap
the
Date
media.
Heritage Radio Network, the coinage of
agri-hottie.
Agri-hottie. Yeah.
So I'm hoping to do a bunch more agri-hottie slideshows of various kinds. I'd like to do one that focuses specifically on urban farmers, but I've already used, you know, two great urban farmers right here. So I've got to find more urban farmers. And then I'm thinking...
if you're an urban farmer, talk to...
HuffPost Green at HuffingtonPost.com. Send in your pictures. Also, I'm looking for hot beekeepers. I'd like, you know, HuffPost Green at HuffingtonPost.com. You can send in your pictures and...
Now, beekeeping is still illegal in New York City.
This isn't just for New York City. This would be a national or international opportunity. But it is still illegal in New York City, which is a...
It's
terrible
a really
shame.
Challenge. You know, yeah. I keep seeing there's been tons of like great campaigns, especially by Just Food, to try to legalize beekeeping and also celebrate it. And nobody's like, you know, I don't see any police cracking down on these beekeeping celebration, you know, fundraisers and so forth. But I'm curious, do you guys know anything about the progress?
I know David Yasky was doing a wonderful job politically trying to overturn that. It's one word. It's the venomous insects part of that law. But so far, no success from his end.
All right.
Because he lost.
And if you all have ideas for other agri-hottie slideshows, I'm all ears.
There's something extra hot about doing something illegal, right? I just thought that would be fun to mention. So, okay. So back to square one. We only have a few more minutes. So if there's anything upcoming that you're working on, guys, lately... We talked a bit about you, Catherine, but Annie, now that the rooftop farms is kind of cover cropping for the season?
You know, Eagle Street Rooftop Farm actually has one more market left this year. It's the November 22nd Sunday market. It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And if you're around and you want to come out, we're on Eagle Street at the where Franklin intersects with Eagle. And it'll be from 10 in the morning till probably about 4:30 or 5. And we're going to be selling all the veggies that are left. We're doing a nasturtium pasta that should be delicious. And hopefully, if they're ready, we're going to have these really cool t-shirts finally. And every single dollar in that sale is going to go towards seed stock for next year. So it's super important if you have a chance to come out.
That's great. Cool. Mm-hmm. And Annie's going to be wearing a banner that says Miss...
I think Catherine owes me a tiara. I don't
know. I've got to come up with something really good.
Maybe, I don't know.
And how's everything going at Queen's Farm, Michael?
Great. We're going to be going all year round selling at the Green Market on Fridays at Union Square. And
will you be there? No.
Some days I'll be there, and some days I'll be there on the farm, and some days I'll be doing, you know, media and television, and more radio.
Do you have a press person
like
yet,
that.
Michael?
Didn't talk to my agent. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for being here today, and let's go have lunch.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you so much.
See you next week. We're going to actually have newlyweds Tom Island and Annalise Griffin here. So see you next week. Bye.